It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good.
Boy, beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
So it's very nice. We had some rain.
How much did we get?
About 1,500s.
Okay.
A little over a tenth of an inch. Enough to wash the dust down a little bit anyway, so.
Yeah, and shower. Hopefully green up the grass a little bit.
Yeah, right. It could use it.
It'll get
a little crunchy out there again.
Yep.
The weeds are growing.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my yard. I don't know.
Mine too.
You probably just have grass in yours.
Well, I have a deal with a guy. I mow his lawn, and he sprays my yard.
Okay, well, that's a good arrangement.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Ordean Ivan Keese. He was born on June 26, 1930 in Clarkfield, Minnesota, and passed away on January 15, 2004. He was Army National Guard, but he was called to active duty on January 16, 1951 and from Dawson, and was honorably discharged about 22 months later on October 30th, 1952 at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a truck driver with Service Battery, the 57th Field Artillery Battalion, which was part of the 7th Infantry Division, and served overseas in Korea. He spent one year and 11 days overseas in Korea. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Korea Service Medal with 2 Bronze Service Stars, the United Nations Service Medal, and 2 Overseas Service Bars. So we thank you, Ordean, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to all the veterans out there.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. Well, today we're going to talk about commemorating the end of the Korean War.
Yeah, the VFW sent out a press release on July 27th honoring the service and sacrifice of U.S. military men and women before and after the Korean War ceasefire. On the 69th anniversary, July 27th was the 69th anniversary, of the Korean Armistice Agreement, the Veterans of Foreign Wars pays tribute to those who served, fought, and died on the Korean Peninsula. July 27th, 1953, U.S., North Korean, and Chinese military commanders signed the Korean Armistice Agreement, bringing the Korean War to a close. A total of 36,576 Americans lost their lives, and more than 92,000 were wounded in action during the course of the bloody three-year war on the Korean Peninsula. The ceasefire came after 2 years of negotiations, the longest negotiated armistice in history, but did not end the hostilities completely. The majority of those, almost 750 deaths of American service members since July 27, 1953, was a result of post-war North Korean hostile actions. The conflict between North and South Korea is often referred to as the Forgotten War, as it was overshadowed in historical size and scope by World War II and the Vietnam War. However, for the servicemen and women that lived through it, for the Gold Star families that lost their loved ones there, and for those that keep the candle lit for more than 7,500 POWs and MIAs still unaccounted for, the Korean War is still fresh in their minds. To the millions of U.S. military personnel who have served in the Korean War theater of operations, and the millions that have served there since, the members of the VFW and its auxiliary join a grateful nation in remembering your service and honoring your sacrifice in defense of generations of people living on freedom's frontier. So I also wanted to put a plug in for veterans who have served in South Korea since July 28, 1954 to the present day, are authorized to receive the Korea Defense Service Medal. It was an award established in 2002 by President George W. Bush, and retroactive to any service member that served 30 consecutive or 60 non-consecutive days in South Korea. And you can retroactively apply for this award by contacting my office. So,
all right. Then how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me by phone at 598-3445. We are in the lower level of the courthouse in Madison here, and open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. I do want to say, though, that I'll be taking a week off starting next Monday.
Oh, sounds like vacation time.
Yeah. Well,
you need a little break once in a while.
Yep. I'm taking a week off, but I'll return to the office on Wednesday, August 17th. So I'm taking a couple of days extra.
Okay.
Too. So Just letting you know, I'll be closed, but you can contact, in my absence, you can contact either Swift County Veteran Service Office at 320-842-5271 or Chippewa County Veteran Service Office at 320-269-6419 if immediate assistance is needed.
Okay.
And this information will be in the Western Guard, the Dawson Sentinel this week and the following weeks.
And so, like I always say, there's a lot of information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
Yes, there is. And that number is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. See, anything going on in news around the VFWs and Legions or anything you can think of?
Not that I can think of off the top of my bald head.
Quiet, yes. Put your hat on, see if it holds all that information in.
Something's got to do it.
We'll see what happens. All right. Well, very good, Josh. Appreciate the information, and we will see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us here on Q92 today on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.